You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Studied by the Notabi Yehuda tonight, the Iyun Rav, famous Notabi Yehuda. So let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. The Notabi Yehuda is quoted, I have it here, but it's also quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. Siv Beis, let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. Bishas Vesta. Now, we'll see later, this Vest Kavua, Vest Shena Kavua, Bishas Vesta, a period. Tzarech lifrosh mimenu, you have to separate ona achas, one ona. Now, what is an ona? A big machloikis. So look at the shach. Tzarech lifrosh ayinu midrabana. Not like the Notabi Yehuda. The shach is not like the Notabi Yehuda. Ayinu midrabana. Ken askamis rov aposkim achronu, the vestis derabana. So the shach learns, even though the Gemara quotes a pasuk, yizartim ispnei Yisrael, that they should purge some of the Vesta. It's only Tzmacht, it's only Drabban. Onach, let's go weit in the Shulchan Aruch. Velo mish'ar krevos. Not other krevos, in other words, they can have physical contact. El mitashmish hamita bilvad. So if you look in the Shach, in Sifkat and Vav, he says, mashma filu chiba v'nishuk. Can even have intimate, you know, chiba nishuk, sharei. It's only us a bia b'shas vesta. Udalo k'trumas adeshin. The trumas adeshin is machmir on physical contact. And he learns that it means like pouring the chumras. He learns b'shas vesta, she can serve him, she can pour, but not intimate contact. But we paskin, who's we? I mean the paskim, a maker like the shach, but he brings the Bach, v'chein pasuk ha-Bach, el-shmesai mi'u nir da-machma ba'eila tavolav bracha. I tell chasanim, young chasanim, ha-mekel ba'eila tavolav bracha. So it's a quick question, is the tavolav bracha to be machmer on this, or be mekel?
It pays to be machmer, because if you can...
Inside, okay. So not, in other words, go easy, because you don't want to get too inside.
It's a short period anyway.
Okay, I hear, it's only a verse, it's only an oina. So I hear, but okay, the Bach, the Shach says Tavla Bracha, it's Tzarech Iyun, which way is Tavla Bracha, but I hear what you're saying. Okay, now, Kreves below Tashmish Hamita, Bilvad. Imu Bayoim, if the Vesis is by day, Parash Mimen, Osayoim Kula. If the Vesis is by day, so you separate the whole day. I feel in my Vesis, B'soifai. It doesn't matter when the Vesis comes out, Shemalechem Yitz. If the vest is the beginning of the day or the end of the day, you perish that owner, that day. Because they used to have women, they'll be like clockwork. They'd see every 30 days or whatever, 4 in the afternoon. So you perish that whole day. Avalu bayom perishment osiyom kulo, filu ma vestis pisofo, umuta miyad balayla. Even though it could be 3 hours later. You only have to invite Parish that day. Shalachrav. Shalachrav. It's the beginning of the day, 10 in the morning. Parish kol ha-yoyim. But kol ha-layla shalafanav. V'cheinim hu ba-layla. So that's if the Vesis is by day. If the Vesis is by night. V'cheinim hu ba-layla. Parish kol ha-layla. But yoyim shalafanav la-achrav. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. Now this is... It means the day before and the day after. The vest is at night. Even if it's the end of the night, once the day breaks, mutter, hashmish, the day.
What?
You'll have that.
Day?
Yeah.
When she's having her vest, that means she's expecting.
Yeah, but if it doesn't come, she's mutter. You do a bdika.
Because she has a vest kavua.
Even if she has a vest kavua. And even if she doesn't have a vest kavua. Look what the Mechaber says. Ben she cover vest b'shot from b'amachas. It doesn't matter if it's 3 times or 1 time. In other words, a vesis can either be ves kavua, or pamachas means like we have. Most of our wives didn't have a fixed period. Some months they'll see 29, 32, 30. It fluctuates. So it's a vesis she'eino kavua. A ves kavua. So whether it's ves kaveino kavua, you're only us on the 12 hours of the vest. It's a big machlex, the shach and the taz. And unusually, we don't paskin like the shach. And it means Hashem in the chasnida, I'll show you many shachs, but we don't paskin like him. In the chasnida, there are a few famous shachs we don't go by. The shach learns that it's 12 hours. So in the winter, it's not just that, in the winter, it's a short day, it's 12 hours. So the Shach learns, when we say that the Oina, it means 12 hours. So on an equinox day, it's 12 hours. But in the summer, the short nights, so she has a vesis at night, she's asur for 12 hours. So it goes into the day. Now, which day? The day before, the day after, Tzarechim. It goes into the day. That's how the Taz, the Shach holds. But the Taz Tinsach and the Achronim argue, it's Mashman, the Gemara, that Oina, it doesn't matter,
those
winter.
Those that have vesis kavua, it doesn't change winter, summer, and then God, does it?
You mean if they see, when they change the clock, then it's going to...
Well, okay, we're changing. I'm not changing. An hour earlier, an hour later. But if it's a shorter day, short Zemanias-wise, does it change or doesn't change? That's what it depends on.
L'chaira, it doesn't change. But the Shach holds.
So then, you have to
hold on. If a woman sees 4 in the afternoon, so we say, or eight in the morning.
Summer, winter, year.
Yeah, but you have to be Purish on a samach levesta. You have to be Purish not only on the vesis, it has to be an oina samach levesta. So the Shach holds, that's 12 hours. An oina doesn't mean just day or just night. You measure it by hours. Right. So if she sees 10 in the morning, you have to be Purish. See, I don't know how to, according to the Shach, I'm not sure how you're going to measure. Is it going to be 12 hours before, but it's also after? So let's say it would be 12 hours. You'd say like this. A winter day is what, 8 hours? Let's say a winter day is 8, 9 hours. What's a winter day? Let's say 8, 9 hours. So she saw 8 in the morning. You have to be Pirish the rest of the day and into the night earlier, so it should be 12 hours. According to the Shach, the own is always 12 hours. We say it's in an equinox day, it's 12 hours. When the day is 12 hours, the night is 12 hours. The Shach holds, it changes throughout the year, but it's the Shach over here, but we don't go like the Shach. See, look at the Shach, Oy Zion, if you want to see it. Oy Zion, Kosa Bagos my minus. B'shem Avi Yosef, the Kama Ona, Yom O'Layla, B'yom Nisan V'Tishrei. In Nisan Tishrei, it's Yom O'Layla. But what happens in the solstices, V'chatzi Yom V'chatzila, B'yom Tammuz V'Teves. By the solstices, then it's 12 hours. Chatzi Yom V'chatzila, B'yom Nisan V'Teves. That means 12 hours. This is the Ashit of the Yosef. U'beis Yosef Docha Dvarav. The Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch, said we don't paskin like this. Avi Asaf, Nachshe poskim lo skiru. We have mishnah to shas matzal kadel ala yom or laila. The Gemara says oina is yom or laila. Allah hashoyis, and the Rechvei Fer kamed in yidav abach. He sigulav. They jump on the Beis Yosef. Divi Asaf nechayim. The Achrayim say that Avi Asaf is correct. Umvor mishas perkti nukis. Let's wait till we get there. It's a week before the Siyum. So the Shach, Rabbi Yisai, holds like the Yosef. We don't pass in this way. It's much easier. I think it's too complicated. We pass in, it's always day and night. Basically, Yosef says nobody mentioned it. When we say day, we mean the equinox day. We mean 12 hours, which is the equinox day. So you count shos zmanias. What does he mean? It's funny, Lush, you count shos zmanias. He means that you got to have 12 full hours, not the hours, the short hours of the winter. Krishma changes it. Shorter day, zman Krishma is shos zmanias. Krishma. You don't say it's always 4 hours into the day. In the winter, the hours are shorter. In the summer, the hours are longer. Baruch Chaim. Uyin Chomitz Ver Pesach. You go, Baruch Chaim. Uyin Chishuv Tkufos. Okay. Now he quotes the famous Arzarua. The Arzarua holds, you have to be Kurish, the Oina before that Oina. She's a vest during the day, you have to be Kurish the night before. and she has a vest at night. So now I'm not sure what it means. According to Arzarua, some people are machmir like Arzarua. My friend got screamed at by the stipler that he's keeping the Arzarua. He screamed at him. He's not supposed to keep the Arzarua. The shach is machmir like the Arzarua. The Arzarua adds an extra, you know, so if you have a vest during the day, so it's okay. So what? Most people don't have beer during the day anyway.
Always pushing the Arzarua.
What?
Yeah,
some people like it. The stipler was against it. And our poskim, they're all, today it's a mitzvah to be mekel, not like the Arzarua. I make it hard for people. The Arzarua is the famous Rishon who holds that if a woman has a vest, we're going to learn the shach, we'll see how famous the Gemara is. The Gemara says, oh, so owner. Okay, oh. There's a lock, one is locked. We have to start another view. We'll start another view in a minute.
I understand. What is the thing over here? Locking, not locking. When one door has locked.
You're asking me. It affects me.
Make a locking decision.
They've come to the rub. You're locking me. Chasing him down the block. Sorry, Mutz. We're not trying to lock you out.
I think it closes the door.
We're going to study the Arzarua tonight, the famous Arzarua Tyson Kedushin. We'll do some beautiful lumdis, but we're learning a little Hilchos Vestis. So doing Shulchan Aruch a little bit, the Shach, the famous Arzarua, that Rebbe Label Katz would always be pushing to be machmir like the Arzarua. Some people like to make it hard on people. So we're saying like this. According to the Arzarua, if the owner is by day, you have to be parish the night before. If the owner, if the woman's owner, Veses, if the Veses falls out by day, so you have to be parish the night before. If the Veses falls out by night, according to the Arzarua, so any parish, the day before or the day after? I was wondering about that. According to the Arzarua, see, it's not much nafkamina, it's during the day anyway, it's not so recommended to be it. But okay, but Apidin, what's the, when, according to Arzarua? Right. So it's always before, you think it's always before, you mean, it's always the verses before,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
So I'll show you the Lashon HaShach. Look at the Arzarua. Halfway down, second sheet. We're going to go back to the first one in a minute. Of Arzarua, halfway down, Daf Ches. Of Arzarua, the bold letters in the Shach. The right-hand column, Arzarua. Cause of Zel Shonen.
I didn't get the second sheet.
You have all five. Where are you? You don't have that one?
I don't think so.
That one's no good? What do you mean I have that one? Oh, that
middle one. It's the middle of the Shach.
Correct.
Middle
of the Shach, right?
Yeah. Yes. Kosav. 24 hours. In regil rots bayoyim. If she's regil rots bayoyim, or the last one was bayoyim. You know, the three shitas. Just to chaz for you a little hilchos vestis. If a woman saw the last riyah by night, and then she saw 31 days, day later, by day. So how do you count that vest? Do you count days, or do you count onus, or there is no vest? Dorach HaShulchan Shita. If one, the afloga, I'm talking about the chashash of aflogas, spaces, afloga, 31, 29, 35. So what happens if one was by day and one was by night? So you could say, well, you count onus. It's 31 days, it's 62 onus. So you parish 62 onus later, the next one, if the first one was by day, if this one's by night, the next one would be by day, you count onus. Or you can say you count days, but you go by the last year, which was by night. Or you can go like the Aruch HaShulchan, which I'm willing to be makel, that there's no haflag. If one is by day and one is by night, there is no haflag. The sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah. So you see, I have a lot of, I had a good chavrus, Rav Yitzchak Abadi, so I have a lot of coolers, lot of coolers that I've
learned. It's also chumra.
Well, there's no haflaga. It's only a cooler. You don't have to worry about the vessels. You forget about the haflaga. Okay. Parshvei Samuch Vestas. Chav Dalet Shais. Tarzeruah famous. Tarzeruah. Chav Imigilus. Payom Parshvei Kadosa Yom. Vayishav Fanu. Now he says, V'chein Le'epich. He says, Imigilus. Payom. Shvei Kadosa Yom. Ba'alayla Shav Fanu. V'chein Le'epich. So what does V'chein Le'epich mean?
Which one?
If you're Gilios, by night,
12 hours before.
The day before. Okay. V'duk, t'tzarech lomar. So he says, t'tzarech lomar.
You skipped?
Yeah, I skipped a line. There's only word, okay. There's nothing there. T'tzarech lomar das raivah. T'vadim yesh lo veses kavua bayoyim. Shves l'ros lo'ilu b'tchila sa'oi. If she has a veses kavua, always 8, 9 in the morning, b'tchila sa'oi. O'ilu l'bemtziya sa'o, 12 moon. O'ilu l'mtziya sa'o, and so l'cha o'sa'o yoyim. V'olofan. See, the kach is the razura against the Gemara. The Gemara says one aina doesn't mean 24 hours. Zok the shach to fend for the arzarua that vacher b'shas suposkin. Shas suposkin seems she has a fixed time during that aina. Aval in megilos biyom milashes kavua. She sees by day, but she has no kavua by day. Rak leplamim mitchilas fam b'mtzias fam b'selfo. She doesn't have a fixed time during the day. Im ken kol hayom vesta. The whole day is avesis. He avesa kol hayom. So he says, vada, he says, the shach. The ish is avesa kol hayom. So he's kol hayom shalafanav. Ochomari abar zarua. Now I ask you. So this is the shach's teretz to the Gemara. Famous shach.
That's still on us then.
So that Rabbi Kivega says he's wrong anyway. Rabbi Kivega says, arvach, arvach, arvach. I'm sorry, Rabbi Kivega is on the other side of the page. And
that'll be two hours, right? If you're doing the night before.
Now, so he's saying, if it's the whole, the Gemara with Gemara says only that owner, when it's a particular time in that owner.
Right.
But if the whole owner, like he would say, if you should see the whole owner, so if she's sometimes in the morning, sometimes at night.
But it's always by day. Remember, it's always by day.
Yeah. So he holds the Zeruah, he holds the Arzeruah is Chumrah, the Arzeruah is Shita. They have to be purged the day before, or the night before, is only when it's not a fixed time during the day. It's only if she sees sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the night. So we made the whole day. So the oyna means ona samach. The vesis is the whole day, and ona samach is the night. That's where you get 24 hours. So that Rabbi Kivega says, prove it. Kivega in his chidushim says, who says this is so? Who says that the shach is correct? That if a woman, now I want to know today, when a woman saw last month, she obviously saw one time in the day. Today we don't usually have Ves Kavua. So what's the Ves? It's the last time. When did she see the last time? She didn't see all day. She saw, you go by the beginning of the Riyah. It was 10 in the morning, it was 4 in the afternoon. So is that called Ein Lo Zman Kavua Bayayim? Or since it's only once, you call it Zman Kavua Bayayim?
Oh. What's the definition of Kavua? What's the definition of Kavua?
Well, when they used to have Vesis, every month the lady saw 10 in the morning. Your watch.
There's one time a Kavua, that's the question.
Well, we just learned in Shulchan Aruch. Today, you have to be, so this chiyuv to be parish is even Vesis Sheino Kavua, B'Pamachas. People have said, Shalach from the Pamachas. Mechabit says B'Pamachas. If this wouldn't be, then we wouldn't have any Vesis today. Because some women have our clockwork. But today, most women. Mm-hmm. We want to attribute to in those days, Rove women had vests.
Climate
or activity. They used to sit home all day, then more active. Who knows what to attribute it to? But to the mice of most women don't have vests kavua. So okay, I don't want to learn with the chesvestis. There's a lot to learn in the chesvestis. We'll do more at the end of the mesechta when they learn these sugas. I want to do the Noda Behuda with you. That's the most interesting. Please. We already studied the Shach says Vestis Rabbanan. So turn back to sheet 1 and look in the Pischei Tshuv. Ois Gimel. Ois Bey is a funny thing. He says if they have Bia during the Vestis, they both need Kapar, the man and the woman. He brings from the Shari Dur.
Yeah,
if they had Bia, so they both need Kapar. What's the Chiddush? So maybe the Chiddush is even though she didn't see. Maybe she'll see what she didn't see. But Teres, it's a Nisr. Even if she doesn't see, it's a Nisr. That's the Chiddush here, probably. Ois Gimel, Lifrosh Mimena. I'm a Chuvus, not be Yehuda. Chelik Yoridea Simen, then Hein Nanvav. Shehela. Tamash Amru Vestas the Rabbanah. Hainu. le'inyan shelo aminan shekvar rosa b'shas vesta. As you say, time passed, she must have seen. If you hold vesta d'oraisa, so even if she doesn't see, you assume that she saw. B'shum d'negat, why? Now the Rebbe says, b'shum d'negat cheskas or b'zman oba, you can't deny she has a chazaka, she has a verses, yeshla cheskas daira. So the cheskas taira says that we don't say she saw because she has a cheskas taira, and the cheskas taira says she didn't see. So it's only the rabbanon that you worried she saw. Aval in lifash mishti samach levesta who minat taira. It's midaraisa the chashin and shemetire. We're afraid maybe she'll see chashin and shemetire. You want to be bailha, so she didn't see yet. He's going to bring the gemara in Gittin. The lo amrinan, this is the Gemara in Gittin. The lo amrinan lahaba, you don't say in the future, nukam lo b'chasas taira, tatu l'olam lo tira. It's a rhetoric question. You can't say she won't see. Chazaka means up till now. You can't paskin with chazaka what's going to be next second or next day or next week. And he says, tatu l'olam so riva, dummy, lo do amrinan b'gittin. It's like the Gemara in Gittin, daf chafches on beis. The Gemara is a stira. One stira, it's Rameya stira. One place says that Mishnah Gittin says if a woman is married to a kohen and he went away, he went to the moon, you can assume he's alive. He's shtal chazak, so she can eat truma. You don't worry. The husband died cheskas chayim cheskas mutar eat truma. But if he gave his wife a get to be chal a minute before he dies, she can't eat truma because maybe he'll die the next second. Sigmar yes is stira. Sigmar says, Shema Meis lo chashinan, Shema Yamus chashinan. Shema Meis lo chashinan, Shema Yamus chashinan, ein sham. Now I have a lot to say about this. We're going to see the Nod B'yudah soon. Not like what he says. So he says, you know, Chassam Sofer likes this Nod B'yudah. It's a big chumra. It means the Isser is midaraisa, not like the Shach. The Shach says the Isser of being perched, Samach Levest is only the Rabbanon. So I'm a Shekosavti. Chassam Sofer, Shekos Nod B'yudah, Kivin Svarzu Midaito. Of his embassy Kaduma, the Berek Habayis, L'ra'or. Chimimi Mora Goyim L'chayk B'kach. The Ra'or Ma makes this chiluk. That's what Chassam Sofer writes. The only thing is, if you look in the Ra'or, the Ra'or seems to say the opposite of the Nod B'yudah. L'chein, Choshish Ma'od B'Svarzu, Chassam Sofer is worried about this Svara, Mashi Savi Daraisa. In other words, he assumes, Chassam Sofer, that the Issa a Persh Samach Vestas Doraisa. Because Eina Chinami, she didn't see yet, but maybe she'll see in another 5 seconds.
Why is that a Safik?
See, you can say a Chazaka, she didn't see till now.
It's a Chazaka, she'll ask you the
Shtanos. No, why it's nothing to do with the Mabit and Machlekes, that's Machlekes, the Shmaitza.
Why is that a Safik?
Well?
How do you ever have a Safik which didn't occur yet? How do you have a suffix on something which didn't
well,
occur?
Well, we say, don't have beer, she may see during the beer. Don't have beer.
That's not a suffix.
Well, she has a chassiyah. She's a verse. She's three times. She saw every month that time.
What about Nagasha? He says she always has an Nagasha. What about what happened to Nagasha?
Maybe it's a chazaka, she'll have a Nagasha.
Who says?
That's the chazaka. She'll see. She'll probably have a chazaka. Then he says, the Chassam Sofer seems to say, it's not only a Nod B'Yehuda, it's a Rishon, it's the Ra'or. A Mesim Kalei Diver of Ksaz Baruch. Shom Nira, the Raguf HaSvar L'Chalek. The Ra'or makes the Chiluk between before and after, but in a way the opposite. Bein Ra'as L'Shem Etira, Kedum HaBara'or, of a Ledini Yishmech Rab Beinayim. So he quotes the Ra'or. Ve'el Dvar Shom B'Shem HaRa'or. See, Rabbi say, what's the Nod B'yudah Shita? Even though Vest Rabbanan, that's only in hindsight. If you pass the Vest, so you say, Midaraisi, you don't assume that she saw. But if you want to have Bia on the Vest, then you say, maybe she's going to see, that's Daraisa. That's the principle that you're going to see inside. It's not so simple. But that's what he says. Avogu the Vest, Lav Daraisa. Shazu Bevadi Tmeya. This is what Ra'or says. Now he's quoting Ra'or. So, you know, today, Rabbi said, if you the woman's supposed to check during the verses. If she doesn't, so you check afterwards. That's how we pass it. There's a bach, it's machmer by owner benis. You have to check right away. But we hold if you missed it, so you check later. Lechatchili, you're supposed to check on the vessels. Are you machmer? There's a chavos dasim, say twice, three times. You check once during the vessels, and then you're okay. Or if you forget to check during the vessels, you check after the vessels. That's how we paskin. Mikol mekol minat toyrus lum shamish bona samalu besta acharega vessels. Acharega vessels. The Ra'or makes a chiluk. See, Rabbi say, there's a Veses, 4 in the afternoon. What about 3 and 5? So the Arzarua says, at 5 it's the Raisa, at 3 it's the Rabbanan, like it's the opposite. Look what the Arzarua says. Devadim Lirius Bem Tzayyoyim. She sees noon, Bem Tzayyam. Van Osimasa Chaj Mitchilas Hanetz. We saw Asra from sunrise. She regular Veses. Shema Aydechimum. You know, he learns. He learns from the bee itself, she'll see. It's like Rav Machmas Tashmish, that we're afraid if the woman has relations, that'll bring the blood. Zed Rabbanan. It's like Punt Fakert of the Nagbi Yehuda. He says, afternoon, then it'll be the Raisa. Shekra over Regaveses, Avlo Machzakim and Labifade Rasa. Kiddush Rabbanan, Farosa, Al Menatayr Asur L'Shamesh. He's saying Midoraisa. If she didn't see, forget about the vest. But Samach Levesta, there is Mechag between before and after. Before you say, okay, the vest didn't come yet, she won't see. But if it's Samach Levesta and it's after the vest, that's Daraisa. That's what the Arzurah says. That's Daraisa, which is in a way, I mean, it's not Punfakert, but he's making a chiluk of before the verses and after the verses. Totally different chiluk. He's made, you know, because we're not only us the verses, it's owner samach le verses. So if she sees 12 in the afternoon, can't be here the whole day. Says the Zeruah, midrabanan is up to noon, midaraisa is noon till the night.
The Gemara says the owner beforehand, the Gemara is talking about, the owner before the verses.
Not before, the whole owner.
The whole owner, that's if it's in the
afternoon. Before and after. So the Barzaru is making a chiluk before and after. Okay.
Where does he get that from?
Where does he get it from? He doesn't say. That's what Tanna Levi says. Now, I'm not sure if we should study the Tosis and Kiddushin first or the Nagbi Yehuda.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Let's look at the Nagbi Yehuda, Rabbi Sai. I have the Nagbi Yehuda in the next sheet. I have 2 pages in an Rabbi Yehuda, and then a Taisis in Kiddushin. Let's see if we can study it quickly. The bottom paragraph on the first column. There was a story, a woman, she couldn't become Torah Labayla. When she was younger, she had some surgery in there, and she was constantly bleeding. It was an emergency situation, and they're trying to figure out a heter for this woman. So this was the tshuva, the Rabbi Yehuda. So he says in the bottom paragraph, he says like this: in Varv Tovim L'Madama Veses Daraisa. You know what I wanted to say? I had a chiddush today. I want to tell you my chiddush. I told it over to a very big chacham that I know, Zechus Nida, tremendous. And I told him of my chiddush about we learned this evening about if you only aser bia or if you aser chibanishuk, intimacy but not bia. So the shach most poskim we paskin la locha that it's mutter. The Bach says Tavala Bracha on that, but we pass in its mutter, Chiba v'nishuk, just not Bia. So it's like this. Bishlam like the Shach, the vest is the Rabbanon. So then Machman Bia. But if you hold like the Nodabi Yehuda, that it's the Raisa, so how can we make all that Chiba v'nishuk? I told this Talmud of mine, this brilliant student, that L'chaira, it should be Tully.
When does the Chimot set it off?
What?
When the Chimot of the Chimot Ganisha would set off the...
that's what you're worried about.
Yes.
But that was a, I don't know if we...
Where do you draw the line? I mean...
I don't know if Chiba Ganisha sets off need. I don't know. I'm not a biologist. I don't know about the Ozarua. That was a giant Chiddush in the Ozarua. He's worried. So you're worried. But forget about it. The point is, if it's an Issa Dalreisa, Samach Levesta, so how can be Mata Chiba Ganisha? If it's Dalreisa. Now, the truth is, it's Machlaikis, Rambam, and Ramban. If Lo Sikravu is Dalreisa, the Rabbana. See, Bishlam, if you hold like the Rishonim, that Lo Sikravu is only the Rabbanon. So you say they're not Machmir, and even though this is a Daraisa, but on that Chumra. But if you hold Chib of Nikshu, like the Mesilas Sharm holds, some Rishonim, it's Michael's Rambam and Ramban, that Lo Sikravu means it's us a Daraisa. Have any intimacy, not only be here with it ever. So if it's a daraisa, how can be make on chibah v'nishik? So I think that shaila should be told in this machlekes. There's the not bihud and the shach.
When you say zirabon,
that's what I argue.
When you say like sikra was the darabon, means what?
That but daraisa. See, the Torah says
only the actual.
Yeah. No. So the mesilas hasharm learns that lo sikravu is daraisa. It's a Torah harchaka. The Torah is teaching, it's a prototype of Archakas. The Mesilas Hasharim gives two examples where the Torah made Archakas. And one is Lo Sikravu. So he holds, it's Daraisa, but God is teaching the rabbis, it's a prototype of making Siyagim. That's how Mesilas Hasharim learns. But some hold, it's Drabana. The Mesilas Hasharim is assuming it's Daraisa. Some Rishonim, it's Archakas Rambam and Ramban. If the Isser of an Erva of doing Chibah V'Nitshik, so if it's only the Rabbanon, you can say even though this be is Daraisa, they weren't Geyser and Chibah V'Nitshik.
If it's Daraisa, Chayim Malkus also? That's a laugh?
Lo Sikravu is a Chayim Malkus. Good question. I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know.
It's a Maisa, no?
Yeah, you should be. It's Lo Sikravu. So it sounds like it's Daraisa. I don't know. That's why I said I don't know. Maybe yes. Maybe yes, but I don't know. Maybe it's a Lav Shnitin Lasaris Mises Bezdin. Because Lo Sikravu includes the Biyah. For that, you chayv Misa. So it's a Lav Shenitein Lazarus Misa.
Misa Koreis. Misa Deshamayim.
Well.
Some Misa Deshamayim.
Well, some of them are Misa Bdei Adam. That's Tali. Yeah. Whichever.
Neither is
only Lav Shenitein Lekoreis.
Lekoreis, yeah. So
those, you do get Malkus. We hold on Lav Shenitein Lekoreis. You do get Malkus, right? So I don't know. So I don't know the answer to
it.
Malkus saying if it's the rice, it should be Malkus. Maybe they hold it's only a drasha. Malkus.
Then it's not the rice.
It could be the rice, not before Shbakura. There are a lot of things the rice according to the Rambam, but it's not. It's a drasha. As I often explain to the Olam. Okay. So anyway, but the answer is I don't know.
So how could he
the clear, short answer is I don't know. So that's what I'm saying. So the truth is, we pass like the Shach, and when we finish the Shia, you'll agree, it's all Drabana. No, not like the Nadbi Yud.
No.
The Shach says it's only Drabana. No. Not like the Nadbi Yud. It's funny, nobody quotes the Shach. The Shach says the Issa is only Drabana. And he's talking about Lifrosh Samach Levesta. The Shach, we studied it tonight.
Yeah.
Ois, hey.
Ois,
hey. Hainu Midrabana, Tzarech Lifrosh.
Where?
Ois, hey, second sheet. First sheet. The bottom of the first sheet. The shach and the first sheet. He says it's only with Rabban. Open the sheet. That's it. Finished. No Nadbi Yehuda. Not like the Nadbi Yehuda. Nadbi Yehuda holds, even though we pass investors to Rabbanon, that's only after the fact. Post facto. But when it comes out to the Isabia, we say, so look what he says here. Look what the Nadbi Yehuda says. What he says is good if you hold Vestarais. Amanda Vestarabonin. Hechnit Sarif Havesis. Lachai Mishvilo Chata Svichum Drabonin. See, Rabbi Yisai, if a man's Baila's wife, Samach Lavesta, she brings a carbon. So if Vestas Darais, you say, well, you should have been careful. Vestarais. But if Vestarabonin, how can Isidarabonin create a Chi of Chatas? That's what he's asking. Why is it mean chayv chatas? I think we once discussed it with the shir or during the daf that how you chayv chatas if the woman has a veses v'armina anasu haynu shil veses drabonon. So the Gemara says no, it's not an oynes. Because Vestas. The Gemara Shua says, Yechayv Echatas, it's an Oynas. No, because it's a Vestas, so it's not an Oynas. Afid Rabban, Mikomakom, Shem Kopon Mulav Midrabbana. So he says, even though it's only Midrabbana to be Pirish, but it's not an Oynas anymore. You can't count it an Oynas, because if the Rabbanan said to separate, so that's not called an Oynas, even Midarais. The Nadbi Yehuda is willing to say that the Issa d'Rabbanan makes him shuv eno honest the shamish ima. Can't say he's an honest to live with her. It's in this the Rabbanan, Umimela Chayv Chadas, Hashigosa, Shematameya Vatai, Avazeshna Mesupi Mi Tamea Klal. Ah, Mahdi says here we don't know if she saw. That's if you know she saw. So you bring a Chadas. You're not annoying this.
If she didn't see,
he
is no
chatas. So, but he says, "Of kishem adam aliyah." Ah, this is what we spoke about in the shir a lot. The oilam asked in my shir, every time you bring a chatas, when you do bedikah, maybe it's from the aliyah. How do you bring a chatas? Maybe when she checked. We were talking a lot in the daf about this. We said, if a woman checks, she finds blood. Maybe it's from the aliyah.
Probably rolled down. It's probably from the car.
But who says you can bring a carbon for that? So he says, "Tamei klal shem adam aliyu veichneim de b'shas vesta." See, this Achron wanted to say that the shayel in Nadbi Yehuda that b'shas vesta chazan in a car val vesta rabbanon. Yes, he says, "Come on, let's try." I said, "Kasha davla omro." Laniel sagt baza. Now the Nadbi Yehuda says what he holds. Famous Nadbi Yehuda. Amisha chidashti dov nifla. What happened to that pasuk? It's like they're like crashing into a wall. It says, "Vizartim is Bnei Yisrael." It's Azara to be Parish Samach Levestan. If Vest is under Abanan, how can it be a pasuk? Like we said early in the year, it's Asmachta because Aran by Rashba. Amnam, Hatoysis be Yavamis, Kasu the Samach Levestan Doraisa. Tosis in Yavamis says, Vestan Doraisa, V'chein Shitchas Lashin Arambam, Mashvashim in Atoira. And we paskin Vestas Rabbanan, so something is fishy here. The Nabi is saying, we paskin Vestas Rabbanan, but it's Mashma the Easter to be Samach Samach Levestan Doraisa, Vani Oimer. Here the Nabi says what we saw in the Pesachet Tshuva. Here's the Tshuva in Yeridea Madura Kama, Simen Nun Hei, V'ani Omer V'adai Shumen HaTayra. V'afu became Vestas the Rabbanim. And it's no Steve Harmony. Ach Shenechlu Atanam V'amaran, Vestas the Rabbanim, like we had in Nida. Ein Tampel Klasim, Tamar Vestas the Rabbanim, Omer HaTayra Lam, Minin Chazak Arv Bezman Abba. There's no Chazak, when he Vestas the Rabbanim. She sees every 32 days. What does it mean Vestas the Rabbanim? What does it mean? Vestas Rabbanan means Midaraisa, there's no such chazaka. She said, no, of course there's a chazaka. Vadi gam li didei chazaka, zikha chazaka, chum shas. Tariq, I mean, berkam lechum. El de neged chazaka zu, unless you want to say, Madch is thinking of saying, maybe chazaka only says something didn't change, it can't be that something happened. Like Rive, like we said in Tais and Bechairis. You go after Rive, a Rive that says something happened, you don't go after Rive. So here you can say, chazaka, just answer and not be the scotches. What do you mean there's no chazaka? She has a chazaka. 3 times she saw this span, this period. So he says, neged that is a chazaka. It's funny, he says chazaka lali chazaka. So it should be a suffix. It's only rabbanim because chazaka. L'chari, he means that the cheskas ha'taira trumps. The cheskas taira overpowers this chazaka. And again, somebody is going to say that the reason Vest is only the Rabbanon, because Hazaka doesn't establish something's going to happen, it can only paskin something didn't change, to keep the matzav. You want to say based on Hazaka, she will see them, similar to the Gemara Bechairis, you don't say Raiv, that something's going to happen. So he quotes the Gemara Gittin, Ranoida Ukimta de Ravmach says Gittin. Everyone knows the Gemara Gittin, the Shem Meis Lo Chashin of Shem Yomas Chashin. Pierce Rashi, the Shem Meis who neged Hazaka. He's alive. Now he's alive. Hashem Yomus, when he gave a get to his wife to be chal a minute before he dies, lo ma'irin in a chazaka bach. He's alive now. So he's going to die in the next second. There's no chazaka to say he won't die in the next second. There is no chazaka now. See, she's can't eat truma if he dies a second later. There's no chazaka now that he won't die in a second later. That's what the Gemara says. Amazing Gemara in Gittin. And that's what he wants to apply here, even though I'll explain in a minute, it doesn't seem to make any sense. Upir Shadvar. So he explains to Rav and Gittin. The Adam Yeshul Cheskas Chai. Guy is alive. He was alive, so a guy can be an old man, and he went away, his wife can eat truma. If he's a Kohen, she can assume he's alive. Kamo Shah Yechai Ad Adai Chayu. Ava Ein La Adam Chazak Shal Yomus. A guy who's not chazak, he won't die tomorrow. So he says, Shevat Yomas. So it makes me upset, this part. Yeah, Shevat
Vamachas. Well, how many times you die?
No, so he's going to die. You know, you can have a chazak your life till now. See, without the Nod B'Yehuda, it makes a big difference. I would have just said it means there is no chazak, what will happen in a minute, and a second. Now there's a chazaka, now he's alive. But now, remember, if he dies next second, she can't eat truma the second before. So if he gave his wife a get to be chalas second before he dies, so there's no chazaka now that he won't die next second. Now for some reason, another builder takes this very seriously. He says the reason for this is because nobody lives forever. What do you need that? You don't need that. The point is chazaka means...
Going past, not going forward.
Yeah, chazaka just means...
It means until now.
Yeah, so he says the reason why... And then I saw late in the tshuva, I'm going to show you something else because I want to explain why this whole thing doesn't make sense.
What's the point of him giving it again?
What?
What's the point of him...
He gave... It's a case. It's not a point. He gave his wife a get to be chal a minute before he dies. So it says his wife can't eat from...
Why is he doing that?
No reason. He's a jerk. He's a dope.
It's a case.
I'm giving you a case. You never hear this kind of case. Why? It's a story.
Oh, okay. So
he's
for
a nutcase.
He's
a nutcase. He doesn't want it to fool you.
Why?
Okay. Okay, he doesn't want it to fool you.
Okay, whatever.
Good news. Okay, but I don't
want
to.
He doesn't want his brother to.
It's got a very reason why he's doing
it. Okay.
He doesn't want his brother to.
You guys want it before team. It's a good answer. Shevad Yomus Famachs. Uchach Boshoa Chashina Shevek Zayomus. Shevrat Shah. Shevlo Chashia Makvar Mates. Vizet Pushit. Now, the only thing Lanir's died to that's not pushed by this is that he had to throw in because a person's certainly going to die. I don't think you need that. Umeyat Gam Gabi Isha. The Chalisha Yesh the Chazakas Taira. Sheach Shevi Tara. Now she's Tara, but she's never going to see again. It's like a person is never going to die. Again, he goes with the svara. She's going to see someday. She's going to see. This is the famous Nod B'Yehuda. Now, I'll tell you why I think it doesn't make sense, and it deals with this in the next tshuva, it's on the next page. Let me tell you why I think this doesn't make sense. To apply Shema Yamasiya. I'll tell you why. See, there's a Tyson Kiddushin. I have it here, but I don't think there's time for it. I don't want to... I'll tell you outside the Tyson Kiddushin. Very famous Shaila. There's a very famous story that happened a few years ago. Some Russia. This Taisus talks about a girl under Bas Mitzvah's father went away. And they married her off, and now the Shailas, Menachem Iyuni, said that she can't stay with her husband, maybe the father married her off. Menachem Iyuni said, Ein mod medar. He says, Taisus and Kedushin, the last sheet, if you want to see a few lines, halfway down the Taisus, in the last sheet. Menachem Iyuni, Maisa Yerbecha Chach Leretz Rechoka, Vobas Ketana. And the mother married her off. The father's gone. So Mari married her off. Niskacha, Habas. Vosab Menachem Iyuni, Lekaima. Vaimar Chashin and Shemi Yikacheno Avia, Vish Acher. You're not afraid something didn't happen in the past, but Shemi Yikacheno Lish Acher, Shemi Yikacheno Avia. Vinimsa Baal Zala Bisashish. V'shalach l'Rabbeinu Tam. But he said, you don't know what you're talking about. Rabbeinu Tam came up strong against Menachem Iyuni in Meisa Bendina Sayam. If she dies, she can never remarry. See that Rabbi Menachem Iyuni answered? That's in the past, but this is in the future. See, Rabbeinu Tam asked him, according to you, you're worried the father married her off, so if the father died, this Katana could never marry. Remember that shaita that was a jerk who said that he married off his daughter, he wanted to ask her. There's a mice, there's a crazy mice. What?
I know the mother.
The story, a famous story. Yeah. The father said
the
he was
mice, she married at the end. She got married at the end.
Yeah, Rabbi Ramnik was involved. Rabbi Ramnik got involved in that shaita. He ran to Eretz Yisrael with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. It was a worldwide tumult. Some jerk, some Russia.
I think Rabbi Lichtman was involved also. What? Rabbi Lichtman. Was
involved. Yeah. All the Lumdim. The Lumdim had a field day. So this is based a lot on this Taisus. So Menachem Iyuni says like the Nod B'Yehuda. Menachem Yuni says that when the guy died, not to this Russia, the guy died. So you're not afraid in the past he married her off, but when he's alive, you're afraid he's going to marry her off. He made this chiluk of the Gemara and Gittin, Menachem Yuni. So look at Rabbi Notam, I want to show you. It's at the end. That's what he said, Rabbi Notam. If he died, you're afraid earlier he married her off. You're not afraid he did marry her off. But if he's alive now, she can't live with him because maybe he will marry her off. So it comes along Rabbi Notam. You don't know what you're talking about.
In the future, when she's already married now.
The mother, she's not married. The mother's Drabanan. The mother's making her. So, but he could still marry his midaraisa. It's his daughter. She was using the heter. There's no father.
She's a katana.
So the mother married her off. So the shaila is, are we afraid?
The father will marry her off.
So look what Rabbeinu Tam says. Balzeh, about eight lines for the end of the skinny lines. Balzeh, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The ashta the asis la'achi. Avshik tana muteris. If you're going to argue that Shema Yamus, Shema Meis lochai shinan, like the Gemara in Gittin, Avshik tana muteris. T'kem b'lech shina Shema kideish. Since we're not afraid, Shema Kiddush in past tense. Im keni muteres la'olam the chol shah v'shah yishlom adayin lo kiddush. Every minute. The chol shah v'shah, remember, Rabbi said, the Gemara in Gittin only means if something will happen next minute, it'll be also the minute before. But here, every second, you want to be, you say, oh, the guy's alive. Yishlom adayin lo kiddush. I feel Hashem yukadish. But every minute he wants to be with this girl. So she pnuya? Yeah. We say now, whenever you want to be bayola, we don't worry that he was makadisha. So why can he have beer? I argue the same thing on the Noida Behuda. It's the same thing with the Noida Behuda. So what's the difference with the Noida Behuda?
Because the father may not ever be makadisha. Mashen came by the she's gonna be pierced and either.
Yeah, I don't hold it that. Sorry, no, the Noda Behuda takes that as far as seriously.
You know for sure she's going to be Pearson either. Not shaking, you don't know the father might
never. Yeah, but every minute.
But the father might never marry her off. One's a Vagdai, the other one's.
Yeah, but the point is, you have a Chazaka. Every minute you want to be Baila. You have a Chazaka. I say maybe she'll see you later. So later she'll be Asur. The only time, Madcha. Yeah, that Rabbeinu Tam is if later something is going to happen, it'll change, it'll be retroactive. If he dies in the next minute, it should be Usher before he dies. But here, it'll only be Usher when she becomes Anita. Or like Rabbeinu Tam says in Kiddushin, only when the father marries a roof. So then you don't say, so look what he says. The Noda Behuda deals with this. So I didn't understand the Noda Behuda at all. I didn't know what he's talking about. So look at the Noda Behuda on the next page, next Tshuva.
Which page?
The second Noda Behuda page, Nun Vav. It's Nun Hei and Nun Vav.
Okay.
Now, that's a Rambam now. The Rambam. A Rav Nachum Yuni. He brings the Tyson Kiddush. Noda Behuda has a field day with this Rav Nachum Yuni and Rabbi Notam. He says, that's a Ram. He brings a Rav Nachum Yuni now. Kosher, Beishis Koi. And she's crying, Shachelis Petrumba. I am afraid he's gonna die. What happened to the Mishnah in Gittin? Hey, maybe he's gonna die. How is it? And she's crying, Lady Trumba. It's a Mishnah in Gittin. I maybe he's gonna die. Teretz says every moment she's eating, say Chazaka, that he's alive. Like Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the difference between the father being Makadishar or eating Trumba? Rav Nachum Yuni worries Shem Yekabel via Kedushin. So why don't you worry about that? How she allowed it to him, and maybe the guy's going to die. So the Yehudi says, "This is amazing. This is already not famous. That gets hard." Venera, the Das Aram, Rav Nachum Yuni, the Chamid Shem is Avid Befaneno. If it would happen in front of us, Yavo Michshol. If it would happen in front of us, it'll be a Michshol. The Vaday for sure. If it would happen in front of us, it's going to happen. If it happened in front of us, there'll be a mechshol. Then we worry about it. So in other words, he's going to say, what happens if he's boil her, and while he's boil her, the father's mekadesha. We'll soon see. But if it happens in front of us, like the case of the turma, If the husband dies in front of us, she'll spit it out, she'll stop eating. Ashulein Khoshno, Vadar Vadavar, Aishis Kanchla Diskasha Khesutum. So we're not afraid, maybe the husband's gonna die, the kain will die, Shil Misabal, Shim Yamusabal Fanenu. See, he always says, what would be the din? Think about it, if he would be here. Would there be any problem? Shim Yamsafnain, say en kan mishal, la ava vala lab. There's no mishal la ava lahaba. La avar en mishal shibhatarachla. He died. So whatever she ate before his mut, he was alive. Umashalo bala dayin, she didn't eat, spit it out. If he would be here, there would be no mishal. Adan tiflamipia. Then ka mishal, laba. Chachos falachs brichshash. Avazu. Now what about this case of the father being mekadesh the daughter? Avazim im atomatir linase. If you matter to linase, the Nachmiyuni case, you're allowed to get remarried. The mother married her off. We don't worry. The father's mekadesh. Haga atzmcha im beemtza beila. In the middle of it, you can have beer. Let's say the father's mekabel kedushin in the middle of the beer. Yekabel have kedushin. Ef shalatz min amichshal abor. So I argued on this note with you, and I said, it's not true. You can be saved from the mikshal. He says, you cannot be her, because maybe you'll marry her off after the beer started, and then you can't save him from a mikshal. Why? I after first bimena separate from her. Separation is also beer. You know, the Gemara says that the Yitzhiyah, the beer is going in or going out. Become gamal prisha over Yitzhiyah, so, and vafim yam tina tshiyamu seiva. Like the Gemara says in Shavuos, say there's no prisha. He'll wait till the Aver is mess, and we paskin by with Aver mess is not a bee. So it doesn't have to be government mikshal. If he'll marry her off in the middle of the bee, so he won't go out with a neighbor chai, he'll go out with a neighbor mess. Gemara in Shavuos. Shezei tikkun b'prisanida. If a woman is, Gemara in Shavuos says this, if a person is Isaac bee and she's prisanida, he's supposed to wait till the Aver is mess. That's the halacha to Gemara in Shavuos. Says rhetorically, is it not an Issa? Yeah, what is it? You want to tell me what is it? I'm emotionally, it sounds like an Issa. But what is it? There's no Bia. The Bia is only going in and going out. So if he married a wolf during the Bia, so he says, Ain't bo Issa? Shom shed nas adavik far onesu. Sim shim yikabla via kedushim hem tsa Bia. Yesh mikshal laba. There'll be a mikshal haba. If I honest, in that case, in Shavuos, he's an honest. The man Shavuos is speaking back with his honest on the coming in. But there'll be a mikshal haba. He calls it a mikshal. Shashli zol ben samcha chazaka. Asarim nachmin. Shal rachmin. Very schwer. Laniyas tait is made with his tamua. And see, the same thing here. That was bothering me here by the Nod B'Yehuda. Why is this... You have a chazaka, just like Rabbeinu Tam Ogz and Nachmi Yuni in Kedushin, you have the same Sfarah of Ivestus. And as you're allowed to be Bayal. Each minute, you assume that she didn't see. We're going Vestus to Rabbanu. She says, but Midoraisa, maybe she's gonna see. But you don't have to know what's going on in the future. So in other words, based on...
Humanity is more dangerous than the previous.
It doesn't matter, but I'm allowed to do it now. I'm allowed to do it. Every second you say, am I allowed to do it now? Yes, I'm allowed to do it now. If something will happen later, so then later there'll be an issa. So if she'll see during the bia, so Persh may remiss. That's what I argued. When I argued on this not Behuda, so I told, this is what I argued. Then I found this piece. He makes this difference. He sticks up from Nachmiyuni. So I wondered, I don't know if we paskin like with Nachmiyuni. Rabbeinu Tam argued. You ever heard of him, Nachmiyuni? It's the only place in Shas maybe that he's quoted in Tosfos. I never saw another Tosfos quote from Nachmiyuni. He's not like you see him in every daf in Shas. Rabbeinu Tam is in every daf in Shas. Rabbeinu Tam, the God
Lander. I had a Rebbe named Rabbi Yuni in Breslau.
Yeah, I had a friend in Lakewood, Yuni.
Nachmiyuni.
He's my friend in Lakewood.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he lived in Lakewood when
he's,
I was there.
He's a Rashiva in Mexico.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think I heard he went to Mexico. He was in jewelry when he was living in Lakewood.
Yeah, he was
jewelry, yeah. Menachem Yuni. So it's funny, Menachem Yuni. So I say, this is my what I say in the Shir. No, the Beauty is against the Shach. See, do we really worry about this? Do we have to paskin? It's a chiddush. But I say, of course, it's l'chayra, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam the enticing kedushin, that we don't worry each moment, we don't worry what's going to happen. Now, the other Yehuda says, well, what would be, if it's in front of you, would it be a mikshal? It's done like a Vilda Svara, like, who cares? I have a chazaka now. It's mutta now. It's cheskas chayim. I'll die in a minute. So every minute, I have a chazaka that now he's alive. So I can be boiled. Now, so it's not like the Gemara Gittin. That's all I'm arguing. The Gemara Gittin. It's not a comparison to Gemara Gittin. In the case in Gittin, when he dies a second later, so then she's us a second before. So there's no chazaka what will be in the next second. But here, every second you're doing it, you have a chazaka, he's alive. So it's better. So Niyah Katan, I say we paskin like the Shach, that it's all Vestas to Rabbanan, the Issa like the Raivad and the Rashba, all the Rishonim brings, it's Asmachta. See, this Nabi Yehuda is a very big nafkamin al halacha, that he's being machmir, that it's a Doraisa, even though we all Vestas to Rabbanan, based on this Gemara Gittin, he wants to say that there'll be an Issa Doraisa to be Samachla, to be part of someone Shaseim, but Niyah's Taiti, it's very, very difficult. It's very difficult because of what he says here, and even his whole analysis that the nafkamin is, if it would happen, would you be stuck to do an aveira? He says by eating, you're not stuck to do an aveira. You just spit it out. But by beer, you're stuck to do an aveira. I'll be parished by even mess. I think Mar says in Shavuos. No, that's no solution. It's still awesome. Who says it's awesome? What is it? If you parished by even mess, there's no issa. So Aniyah Katan, I say that Tzarech Inda Nad Bihuda, Halacha Ka'achach, that some Lifrash Nesem is only Drabbanan. So Nafkamina Safek is Safek Drabbanan, and it comes out of big Nafkamina's Halacha, is which Machmir, some Sefer adopted this Nad Bihuda. It's not so pasha to argue with the Shach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.